I follow that. Well, unfortunately, the SWR on the two antennas that came with it was 5-to-1 or better. It was ridiculous, man. And so I kept thinking something, I'm not doing something right. But no, I was. Everything's cool. I've learned how to, in a rudimentary, simple way, at least use the VNA for checking SWR, you know, set the start and the end frequencies and all that kind of good stuff. And so it's cool. I learned me something.
Yeah, this analyzer, you got to do it the same way. Otherwise, if you make it too wide, there's just going to be a bunch of dips and valleys. But yeah, I want to compare how the meters read. That's part of the point of getting together on that, is we can compare and see how close they are on the actual, down to the grubby science, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that would be great to see that they're both within a very small percentage, you know, of one another. Give you a little confidence when you use it to trust what you're seeing. But, yeah, awesome.
I think I just lost out on 50 T-posts. I was going to get them and then list about 30, 35 of them and keep the rest for the B project. And then it's pending. I was going to get them for $2 a piece. Everybody else wants anywhere from $4 to $7 each for them. And man, all I put out is my breath, and they suck about half of it back in.
Oh, man. Where were these things located at?
Down Montrose? Not Montrose. Towards the Clio area somewhere down there, but those glass bowls are over by Midland. But I got the trailer for those because they're 30 feet long, and I don't want to shorten them any, you know.
Oh, yeah, it must be pretty nice to have a trailer like that where you can haul some long stuff with it. I remember you helped me bring those fence poles here. That was cool.
That's handy. I mean, it's nice to have a pickup truck with a ladder rack on it. Same deal.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So what do you got going on today? I got a bunch of stuff to do outside and plug away inside a little bit. Tonight should be a nice day to do it, I guess.
Well, I was debating coming down there and cleaning my fence line and scrapping and maybe doing a little more mushroom hunting. She's got to go into work tonight, which is kind of depressing, but I got parts coming in for that Ford PTO I got to work on for Jeff's sister. And then I got to hook up the foil mower so she can mow that cabbage patch of a front yard. And then get her set on that. And he's got a set of plugs he wants me to put in there. And then I got another load of stuff I got to pick up at his house. Somebody stole all my conduit I had under his shed. I had 2 sticks of 3-inch. And then they also took a couple things out of his garage and scrapped them because they didn't obviously know what they were. There were hot filters for the wood gas stuff that were cut and ready to roll, but apparently they needed them for scrap more than I needed them for stuff that I'd already built them for.
Well, that sucks, man. I hate a damn thief.
I got a good idea. I know who it is. And I don't care for scrappers much. I mean, they're just about the scum of the earth. I watch them haul corn planters and, you know, hobby farm stuff right to the scrapyard and send it off to China. I give China rust. That's all they deserve anyways.
Yeah, I mean, this fella, his garage, has he secured it? Did they break in a window or something? Or is he going to be able to keep them out of it? That'd be terrible.
Well, it's his friend that he gives all of the scrap stuff that's real scrap to anyways. I haven't, you know, I've had stuff there I pile up for scrap, and Jack comes and gets it.
Wow, that's messed up. Yeah, KB8OEKEATEK.
KB8OE, it is what it is. I don't, like I said, I don't like to give away anything that I can use, like welding stock, stuff like that. If I can rack it and stack it, I keep it. But I had eight feet long thick wall tubes that were four or six inch that were on the steel rack, and they took those, they helped themselves to those, you know, and they were they were brand new.
Yeah, that blows. Damn. People are morons or jerks or thieves. trying to use the right word there and not swear. But at any rate, yeah, I was, as far as the mushroom hunting goes, I was thinking, man, I need to get my butt out there. Right now, the way the weather is right now, it seems like it'd be ideal for morels.
They're just popping. Those ones I got are in my yard are about an inch tall now. I would say a little closer to weekend, but you may find some that are in better spots if you go looking. But I'm telling you, the ticks are horrible. Tape your pant legs, put boots on, tape your pant legs, and spray up and down your legs with, watch bump in the trees, but spray up and down your legs with off, and you won't have as bad a problem. The ticks are just nasty.
Yeah, I know. I'm really concerned about it. I was watching some videos that was at Pemberton, or however you pronounce it. You soak your clothing with it, it dries, and it's good for, like, even for so many washings. And I know about taping up your pant legs and all that good stuff, but the doggone TSC, they didn't have the concentrated stuff in stock. They really didn't have much of nothing. So I'm going to go elsewhere and look or order some off of Amazon. But, yeah, I keep thinking, boy, I want to spend a lot of time outside. And every time you're out there, it's a risk of a tick bite or two or 20, you know.
You know what the problem is?
Yeah, they're putting them there intentionally on purpose.
That's the virus. You know what the real problem is? Hey, Phil, where are the pheasants, the partridge, all these other birds we used to have? They're gone.
Yeah, I follow that. You know, another thing that I became aware of, you know, recently, and it really got me to thinking, when I was a kid and you'd drive up north or any tooling, you know, in the summer evening or whatever, you'd have so many bugs splattered over your windshield and everything, you hardly see a bug anymore. It's like, what the hell's going on?